弟兄姐妹，现场的、线上的弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, all the brothers and sisters online as well.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们实在要把感谢和赞美都归给你。
Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks and praise to you.
谢谢你爱我们，谢谢你借着你的话把你的儿子耶稣基督启示给我们。
Thank you for loving us and giving us your word through Jesus Christ.
谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们，让我们靠着圣灵的引导可以被带入主你自己话语的实际之中。
Thank you for giving us Holy Spirit so that we can understand your word.
所以这些话可以成为我们生命的供应。
So that your word can be a provision to us.
愿今天你自己的灵可以照亮这些话。
And may you enlighten all these words.
使我们心里的眼睛被你开启。
So that our inner eyes can be opened.
把我们每一个人，无论是说的、是听的，都交在你的手里。
So that everyone who is speaking or listening will be in your hand.
让我们同蒙一个圣灵的引领。
And may we be all touched by one spirit.
让我们一同在你面前蒙恩。
And may we all receive grace in front of you.
愿你也祝福你的话。
And may you bless your words.
祝福每一个渴慕你话语的心。
And bless all the heart who desire your word.
我们谢谢你，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Thanks the Lord and Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要和大家分享穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
So today I want to share with you about putting up the full armor of God.
这个题目大家可能很熟悉，刚才泽彪弟兄带我们唱的诗歌，把我今天要分享的经文其实都唱出来了。
So the hymn we just sang actually included the content I'm going to share with you today.
今天要分享以弗所书六章第十节到第十七节。
Today we are going to share about Ephesians.Chapter 6, verse 10 to 11, 10 to 17.
也有一个小标题。
And there is another subtitle.
就是基督徒衣食住行一至二，这个题目很长。
So as the wearing, what you are going to wear and what you are going to eat.
这是英文的题目和经节。
And this is the title and the verses.
Put on the whole armor of God.
To put up the full armor of God.
好，在这里面信主五年以上的弟兄姐妹有多少？
So how many of you have believed in the Lord for more than 5 years?
没举手的，估计大部分都在五年以上哈。
So most of you are about 5 years.
所以下面有一道小测验，大家应该都知道答案。
So I'll give you a little test that you will
know the answer. 就是我们的生命是什么，或者人生是什么？
So what is our life about?
有四个可选的答案。
So there are four options.
我们的人生是一个梦，是一台戏，是一次赛跑，是一场征战。
So the first is a dream, and the second is a show, and the third is a race, and the fourth is 什么
？Warfare.
The fourth is a warfare.
哪一个
？So which one?
上过新东方应该知道，对不对？不知道的时候就选哪一个。
So if you don't know, which one are you going to pick?
你要是相信他就错了，这四个答案都对。
So all four answers are correct.
诗篇九十篇大家都很熟悉，第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
So the book of Psalms chapter 90 it mentioned that the length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength, yet the span isBut trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
我们的人生转眼成空，这不就是一个梦吗？
So our life turned into vanity, isn't that a dream?
人生也是一台戏。
And how about as a stage, on a stage, a show?
格林多前书四章九节。
And Book of Corinthians, chapter 4.
保罗说我们使徒成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
And it says that we have put up as a show for the angel to see, as well as to human.
这台戏表演的是什么？
And what is it showing?
背景是罗马的竞技场。
So the background is a Colosseum in Rome.
是一群被定了死刑的囚犯在那里与野兽殊死的搏斗，成为一台戏。
A group of death sentence prisoners trying to compete with the beast.
看台上是挤满了那些看热闹的疯狂的观众。
All those excited audience are on watching from the bleachers.
保罗这样来形容使徒们一生所经历的苦难和逼迫。
So Paul is using this game to show for Christians how our life was.
提摩太后书四章七节。
Second, Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。”
And Paul said, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
这清楚地告诉我们，我们的人生也是一场征战，也是一场赛跑。
So it also clearly tells us that our life is full of warfare and race.
人生是既然是征战，我们就需要穿上军装。
So if our life is full of warfare, then we have to put on armor.
需要把自己武装起来。
And we have to be prepared.
这就是今天要分享的题目。
And this is the topic I'm going to share with you today.
好，我们先来看以弗所书第六章十节和十一节。
So let's turn to Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10.
我还有末了的话。你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
在原文和在英文里面都是，不是说你们靠着主，而是你们在主里。
It's not that you are depending on God, but you are in God.
意思不大一样，我们不是找一个靠山，结果你是你，我是我，我们还是两个个体。
So we are not finding someone to back us, that you are you and I'm me.
而是在他的里面，他遮盖我们，他照着我们，我们成为一体。
But we are actually sheltered in him, that we and him are in one.
大家应该还记得 John Paul.
So if you remember John Paul,
你知道如果我们俩站在一起的话
，So if we stand together,
我就像一个竹竿一样。
I'm like a stake that is going to fall anytime.
但是当我们在主里面的时候
But when we are in God,
不管我们旁边站的是谁
No matter who was standing next to me,
我们是在主的大能大力里面
We are under the strong strength power of God.
我们就能够支取神的能力
Then we can drive power from God.
我们就能够强壮
And we can be strong.
怎样才能够在主里面
Then how can you be in God?
保罗跟我们讲的非常简单，就是穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
It's very easy, as Paul said. We just need to put on the armor.
保罗在以弗所书最后要传递的最重要的信息。
The last passage that Paul wants to share with us.
就是我们每天都在一场看不见的征战之中。
That we are in this invisible warfare every day.
这是神的国与撒旦的国，神的军队与撒旦军队之间的征战。
That is the war between God's kingdom and the devil's kingdom.
这场征战所争夺的对象是整个人类。
And they are targeting the human beings.
这场征战的重要性和规模是我们没有办法想象的。
The importance and the scope of this warfare is out of our imagination.
十一节说的抵挡魔鬼的魔鬼，我们知道就是撒旦。
And we know the devil is Satan.
是那个堕落的天使。
And they are the fallen angels.
在伊甸园引诱亚当和夏娃犯罪的。
They are the one who tempted Adam and Eve to sin.
是他。
That's him.
在旷野里面试探主耶稣基督的。
In the desert tempting Jesus.
是他。
It's him.
站在以色列人大祭司约书亚面前控告约书亚的是他。
And in front of the Israelites to accuse Joshua, the high priest, is also him.
每天与我们征战的。
Every day fighting us.
要毁坏我们的也是他。
Wanting to destroy us is also him.
他是我们的那一个仇敌。
He is our enemy.
很多年以前。
And many years ago.
有一家精神病院。
There is this mental hospital.
想出一个妙招。
That they have this method.
来测试一个病人是否可以出院。
To test whether a patient can be released from the hospital.
如果一个病人已经看上去很正常了。
So if a patient looks normal.
他们就把他带到一个房间里面。
Then they will bring him to a room.
地板上有水。
There is water on the floor.
他们递给这个人呢一个拖把。
And then they will give this patient a mop.
让他把水擦干净。
To let him to dry up the floor.
如果这个人拿着地板去拖地的话
，If this patient hold on to the mop and mopping the floor，
医院就知道他病还没有好，要继续治疗。
Then the hospital knows that he's not ready to be released。
大家知道为什么吗
？Do you know why？
因为在那个房间里头有一个水龙头是开的。
Because there is a faucet that was on。
如果我们看不到撒旦 我们在一场属灵的征战之中，我们的仇敌是撒旦。
If we don't see the spiritual warfare, that our enemy is the Satan.
说得难听一点，我们就是精神病。
Then, in a harsh word, that we are having mental illness.
我们以为是地上的水跟我们过不去。
We thought that the problem was the water on the floor.
我们想尽各种办法要把地上的水擦干。
And we are trying all the methods to dry up the water from the floor.
却不知道源头是仇敌。
But we never thought about the origin is from the demons.
不知道仇敌才是我们的征战的对象。
And Satan is our enemy that we should target on.
不错，世界上的确有很多反对、诋毁、攻击我们所信的。
So there are so many people trying to trick us, to avoid us, to become a believer.
但是这些属血祭的不过是仇敌手中的棋子。
But all these enemies are only a pawns in the hand of Satan.
我们真正的对头是那个魔鬼。
Our actual enemy is Satan.
他用许多的诡计。
He is using tricks.
非常多的诡计、谎言、
lies,
诱惑、控告等等来攻击我们。
He is using lies, temptations, accusations against us.
在我们当中制造纠纷、猜忌、仇恨、互相不信任。
And amongst us, we have strife, suspicions, and hatred among us.
目的就是要毁坏神的教会，要神毁坏我们这些人。
And his goal is to destroy Church of God and also ourselves.
所以我们必须穿戴神所赐的全副的军装。
And therefore, we have to put up the armor of God.
第十二节。
And verse 12.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战或者摔跤，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的。管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战或者摔跤。
For our struggle is not against flesh or and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
撒旦使用那些和他一同堕落的天使与我们征战摔跤。
Satan uses the fallen angels to wrestle with us.
保罗称这些灵界的黑暗的势力为执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的天空属灵气的恶魔。
And Paul called these as rulers, as authorities, and as the power of the dark world.
如果神开我们的眼睛
，If God opened our inner eyes,
让我们能够看见灵界的事
，so that we can see the spiritual world,
就会知道魔鬼亲自指挥、亲自部署。亲自调动这些堕落的天使与神的儿女征战。
Then we will see that Satan himself is giving direction and giving all this warfare against the children of God.
诱惑他们，败坏他们，吞吃他们。
And to swallow them, to devour them, and to destroy them.
要破坏神的旨意。
To destroy God's will.
所以在这场属灵的征战中
，And this is a spiritual warfare.
我们是在明处。
And we are in the light.
仇敌在暗处
，But the enemy is in the dark.
我们的处境是非常危险
，So we are in danger.
怎么办
？So what should we do?
给大家看两张图
，And I'll show you two slides.
左边呢，应该大家都知道，就是海豹，是海里面非常憨厚可爱的一种动物。
So the left side show a very cute animal that's called seal.
这些海豹也是人类的朋友。
And they are also friend of human.
右边这些人，他们也是海豹。
And the right-hand side, they are also called SEAL.
S-E-A-L 是美国海军的海陆空三栖特种部队，叫做 Sea Air Land 的简称。
So they are also called SEAL, and it's the simplified word for Sea, Air, and Land Armies.
中文就叫做海豹部队。
And so they are called the SEAL.
他们专门执行反恐还有非常规战争这一类的特殊的任务。
They are responsible for anti-terrorist.
每一个海豹部队成员在培训期间
，So while they were being trained,
必须要学会掌握三件事情。
They have to get hold to three important things.
第一点，他们要每次执行任务的时候要牢记他们所对付的敌人是谁。
First, every time in their mission, they have to remember who is their enemy.
绝对不和任何其他的人纠缠。
And they cannot be tangled with other people.
第二呢，是要熟练地使用手中的兵器。
And the second is to get used to what they are going to use, the weapon.
要能够百发百中。
That they have to be using it very smoothly.
第三点，要牢记在这一次战斗中所部署的策略。
And the third is to remember the strategy of this mission.
假如我们就是海豹特种兵的话
，If we are part of this SEAL,
我们就知道我们的 仇敌是魔鬼和那些执政的、掌权的、管辖幽暗世界的以及灵界各样的邪恶势力，他们是我们的敌人。
So we have to know that our enemy is the one that is the ruler, the authority, and the power of the darkness, and the spiritual forces of evil.
我们的兵器是什么？
Then what is our weapon?
我们的策略又是什么？
And what is our strategy?
我们再看下一节，6章13节。
And let's look at verse 13.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand on your ground, and after you have done everything to stand.
磨难的日子在原文在英文都是邪恶的日子。
So difficult days, meaning the day of evil.
就是保罗在以弗所书5章16节，他说到说现今的世代邪恶。
So Paul has mentioned that nowadays is evil.
所以邪恶的日子就是指现今这个弯曲谬谬的时代。
So it's talking about nowadays.
虽然有人说可能是最后的时代。
But then we also said this is the end days.
这个邪恶的时代是我们今天在世上的每一天。
And
都属于这个邪恶的时代。
And this is also referring to every day, daily nowadays.
因为呢，灵界那些黑暗的势力。
Because the darkness power.
使这个世界充满了罪恶，充满了邪恶。
So that the world is filled with evil and sins.
现今的时代就从保罗的时代一直到今天。
So the nowadays is referring to from the time of Paul to nowadays.
在这样邪恶的时代。
So in such a day of evil.
我们只有穿上神所赐的全副军装。
We can only put on the armor of God.
才能够抵挡仇敌，成就一切，还能站立得住。
In order to be against the enemy and still be able to stand.
我们是与这些仇敌摔跤。
And we are going to wrestle with these enemies.
一个摔跤的选手在比赛中有两种策略。
So for a wrestler, there are two strategies.
进攻或者防守。
Either attack or defense.
神是让我们进攻还是让我们防守？
So does God want us to attack or defense?
刚才子彪带我们唱诗歌的时候，有一段歌词，我不知道大家有没有注意。
So the hymn that we just sang, there was this verse. I don't know if you pay attention.
讲到说，耶稣基督为我们在，我忘了歌词的原意，就是他为我们夺城掠地。
So it mentioned that Jesus had fight for us to take hold of the fortress.
神给我们的策略在这个征战在这个摔跤当中是防守而不是进攻。
So the strategy God gave us as a wrestler is to defense.
进攻是基督已经完成了。
Attack position was done by Jesus.
他在十字架上掳掠了仇敌。
He did this on the cross.
他把仇敌踩在脚下。
He defeated the enemy and put them under the foot.
基督从仇敌的手中收复了失地。
And Jesus had already recouped the lost land.
我们今天是站在基督已经赐给我们已有的地位之上。
Today we are standing on the ground that Jesus had given us.
所以我们不是去进攻仇敌，而是抵挡仇敌。
So we are not to attack but defense.
在许多战争片里面。
So in a lot of war movies,
一支部队到达战场之后，第一件事情就是挖战壕，就是修筑掩体。
A troop getting to the site, first thing is to dig trench.
在敌人的炮火之下能够保护自己。
And the trench is to cover them.
在属灵的征战中。
And so in the spiritual war,
神已经为我们预备了战壕，预备了掩体，就是基督。
And God has prepared the trench for us, and He had prepared the cover for us, and that's Christ.
我们穿上神所赐的全副军装的意思就是保守自己在基督里面。
The meaning to put up the armor of God is to keep us safe.
在基督里面，他所有的，他的一切的所事都成为我们的。
So everything He has become ours.
他的刚强就成为我们的刚强。
His strength become our strength.
他的能力成为我们的能力。
His power become our power.
他的得胜成为我们的得胜。
His victory become our victory.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
他是站立的，所以我们也能够站立得住。
He stand firm, and therefore we can stand firm.
仇敌也知道这一点。
And so the enemy knows about this.
所以你会发现他所有的诡计都是为了达到一个目的。
So you see that the enemy's plot has this one goal.
就是让我们离开基督的保护。
To call us, leave this protection,
失去基督的遮盖，
and to leave this coverage of Christ.
所以神告诉我们，在这征战中的策略，我们是要防守，是要站稳，是不倒下。
So God told us that our strategy in this warfare is to defend and stand firm.
好，那么最后一点，我们手中的兵器是什么？
So what about the weapon for us?
神用什么来装备我们？
How is God preparing us?
我们看到了神为我们所预备的全副军装。
So this is a sample of the full armor of God.
保罗在这里面列举了六样兵器或者装备。
So there are six items that Paul wrote about this armor of God.
不知道大家有没有印象
？I don't know if you remember.
有腰带，有护心镜，有鞋，有藤牌，有头盔和宝剑。
There are belt, breastplate, shoes, shield, helmet, and sword.
他们有一个共同之处。
There is this common point.
都是用来防守。
This is all for the purpose of defense.
比如鞋就不是用来进攻的兵器。
And the shoes is not for attack purpose.
你看，无论你看多少战争片，你也不会看到用当兵的用鞋来当手榴弹。
You will never see someone using a shoes as a grenade.
除非你一个月不洗脚。
Unless you don't wash your feet for a month.
一会儿我们会提到。
And then we are later on going to mention.
最有攻击性的宝剑也不是用来攻击的。
The most aggressive tools weapon is the sword, but it's not going to be used as a weapon to attack.
许多传道人用今天我们要讲的六章的十节到十七节讲一个系列。
A lot of pastors had spread the gospel regarding to this chapter 6, verse 10 to 11.
一堂信息就讲一样装备。
For each lesson, they only talk about one item.
今天我们是缩减版，点到为止。
So today we are going to have a summary of all six.
弟兄姐妹有许多默想和消化的空间。
So you have a lot of meditation space.
求主来帮助我。
And may Lord help us.
让我们不仅知道神为我们所预备的全副的军装，而且我们实际的能够穿戴起来。
Not only we understand what are those items of the armor, but also knowing that we can carry them.
使我们能够武装起来，武装到牙齿，能够抵挡魔鬼的诡
计。So that we can be prepared to fight the enemy.
那这六点呢，相互之间 是有重叠的，不是完全分开不一样。
And these six items sometimes they overlap.
所以有的时候可能我的信息会有一些重复。
So my message can be overlapped from time to time.
好，我们来看这六样的这六样的神给我们的六样装备，我们稍微再复习一下。
So let's look at the six items.
第一样就是用真理当作带子束腰。
So using the belt of truth.
第二呢是用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And the second one is the breastplate of righteousness.
第三是用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And the third one is gospel of peace as the shoes get ready to walk.
第四是戴上救恩的头盔。
And the fourth is the shield of faith.
对，第四是拿着信德当作藤牌，灭尽仇敌的火箭。第五是戴上救恩的头盔。第六是拿圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And the fifth is helmet of salvation, and the sixth is sword of the spirit.
好，我们来看十四节。
And let's look at verse 14.
好，神给我们的第一样兵器，可能出乎我们意料，不是刀枪火炮。
So it's out of our imagination that God did not give us a firing weapon,
而是腰带,
but gave us a belt.
大家刚才不知道有没有注意哈，我从那个座位走到前面来的时候是什么姿势？
So I don't know if you pay attention to how I walk from my seat to up to the podium.
大家没注意吗？我腰板特别直。
So my back was straight.
走路有点僵硬。
And I'm a little bit rigid when I walk.
因为我腰扭过。
Because my back was twisted before.
建立，大家如果注意哈，建立坐十分钟之后站起来，或者从车里面走出来，跟我姿势是一样的。
So if you pay attention to another brother, Jenny, he has the same walking gesture.
非常非常不自然，因为腰这个肌肉受过损伤。
Very unnatural because the back had sprung.
一不小心呢，腰就会扭到。
And as soon as the gesture in the wrong position, it will be twisted again.
所以看那个腰好的哈，走穿着高跟鞋走路都咔咔咔咔这样走，特别羡慕。
So if you have a good back, you can wear the high heel shoes and walk very fast.
所以动不动就扭腰的人
，So the person who can twist his back all the time
是没有办法摔跤的。
They cannot be a wrestler.
从来没有见过一个摔跤选手是扶着腰去参加比赛。
You would never see a wrestler holding his back or to go to a competition.
所以腰不好的人，就是搬重东西、扛重东西就扭腰的人，对这一节、对这一个兵器特别有体会。
So for those who has a weak back, they cannot hold strong things, but then they will understand the importance of belt.
神给我们这第一个装备真的是最重要的。
So the first thing that God gave us is belt, which is the most important.
我们需要这个腰带。
We do need this belt.
这个腰带就是真理。
And this belt is the truth.
圣经讲到真理的时候
，Bible mentioned about truth.
我们通常以为就是 truth, 就是那个圣经当中神所启示的话。
We mostly think that this is truth, the word from God.
圣经其实讲到真理的时候，常常还有第二种意思。
But there is another meaning too.
翻译在英文当中可能叫 truthful.
In another word in English is truthful.
就是活出来的，在我们生命当中所彰显的神的那个真实，叫做真诚或者真实或者诚实。
And that is the life lived out of God, which is like real, true, or honest.
所以呢，吕振中版把这节翻译成，所以你们要站稳。
And therefore it says that you have to stand firm.
你们的腰用真诚束好了。
And your back shall be held by sincere and truthful.
这是我们在真理上的见证。
And this is the testimony that we have for truth.
而这个见证的反面，或者真诚真实的反面，就是谎言和虚假。
And the opposite of honest and real is lie and false.
所有的谎言都是出于魔鬼，说谎是魔鬼的本性，他本来就是说谎的，或者谎言就是魔鬼的母语。
All lies come from Satan because that's the nature of demon.
仇敌他最常用、最有效、破坏力最大，也是最先使用的，就是这个武器，就是谎言和欺骗。
And devil, you always use the first weapon is to lie.
他在伊甸园里面就是用谎言欺骗了亚当和夏娃，引诱他们犯罪。
a demon used lie to cheat Adam and Eve.
神给我们的第一样装备就是真实，就是他那真实的生命。
And therefore, God gave us the first weapon is the truth, His real life.
就是没有谎言。
That is no lie.
那基督徒什么地方最软弱？
And what is the weakest point for a Christian?
最被世人诟病。
That is common with the other people.
岂不是不诚实、假冒伪善，和世人一样，言不由衷吗？
That is not being real and lie.Or being hypocrite.
岂不是和谎满口谎言的人同流合污吗？
So isn't that no difference from the other liar?
当我们落在这样光景里面的时候，
When we are in such conditions,
我们的无论是生活也好，我们的见证也好，侍奉也好，
No matter our life, our service, or our testimony,
我们都脱离了主的保护和遮盖。
Then we left the protection of God.
有位弟兄曾经讲过他自己的故事。
And a brother mentioned about his story.
有一天他上班的时候，
One day he went to work.
他老板对他说，如果今天某某女士打电话找我，
And his boss told him, if this lady called me,
告诉他我不在，
And tell her that I'm not here.
所以弟兄就问他说，那你去哪儿？
And the brother asked the boss, so where would
you be? 老板说，我哪儿也不去，我就在这儿。
And the boss said, no, I'm just going to be here.
那你为什么让我告诉他你不在？
So he said, so why you have to tell me that I
am not
him? And he said, because I just don't want to answer her.
弟兄对老板说，我不能说谎。
And the brother told the boss that I cannot lie.
老板从来没有见过这样的员工，被气坏。
So the boss was a little bit upset.
说你为什么要这样呢？
And why are you like this?
你为什么这样对待我？
Why do you treat me like this?
我们弟兄对他说，你希望我怎么对待你？
And so the brother says, how do you want me to treat you?
是说谎呢，还是不说谎
？To lie to you or not lie to you？
老板一下就愣住了，从来没有想到这一点。
And the boss was surprised, and he never thought of this.
当时他什么都没说。
But he didn't say a thing.
第二天上班的时候，又把他叫到办公室。
And the second day, he called this brother to his office.
说我要给你提职。
And he said, I'm going to promote you.
让他做公司的经理。
And want him to be the manager.
弟兄对他说，弟兄却拒绝了他。
But the brother rejected.
对他说，我要去做传道人了。
And he said, I'm going to be a pastor.
对，诚实。
He is honest.
这是神所赐给我们的第一样装备。
And this is the first precious weapon that God gave us.
当我们是一个真实的，是一个诚实的，是一个表里如一的，有这样的见证的时候。
When we are true, faithful, honest, and sincere person.
知道吗？我们腰杆就是硬的。
Then our back is straight.
我们就是带上了神所赐给我们那个腰带。
Then we have the belt that God gave us.
第二样是护心镜。
And the second one is the breastplate.
其实就是现在的防弹背心。
And that is nowadays the bulletproof vest.
是用来保护我们心脏。
To protect our heart.
上次我们分享基督徒的衣服的时候讲到。
So when we were talking about the clothes of Christians.
基督的义是我们的第一件衣服。
And Christ is the first cloth for us.
圣徒所行的义呢，是我们的第二件衣服。
The righteousness from saints is the second cloth for us.
所以这个护心镜所讲到的这个义
，So this breastplate of righteousness
可以是基督的义，也可以是圣徒所行的义。
It could refer to the righteousness of Christ and righteousness of saints.
所以今天我重点讲是说我们所行的义。
So today I'm going to pay attention to what we did as righteous.
这个义是我们的护心镜。
And this righteousness become our breastplate.
我们信了耶稣之后是因信称义。
And we believe in the Lord because of and we are called righteousness because of our faith.
我们什么都不做，神就算我们为义，这是极大的恩典。
We didn't do anything, but God called us righteousness, and it's a great grace.
但是神称我们为义，只是让我们有了义人的地位。
But God called us righteousness is just to give us a status.
不表明我们已经脱离了罪。
It doesn't mean that we have left sin.
如果我们不好好的对付自己的罪，
If we do not deal with our own sins,
我们就不能成为世上的盐和世上的光，在世人面前，我们的生活见证也不能彰显出神的义。
Then we cannot be the light or the salt in the world, and we do not have the testimony of Christ.
我们需要在主里面追求生命的长进。
We have to pursue the spiritual growth.
使神公义的性情也成为我们的性情。
So that God's nature will become ours.
神如何的恨恶罪恶，我们同样也是如何的恨恶罪恶。
How God hates sins, we should hate sins as well.
我们不但有光明之子的名分，也有光明之子的生命。
Not only we can be called the Son of Light, but we can also have the nature.
教会也是一样。
Same as to church.
今天的教会对世界的影响力日渐式微。
Today, church has less influence to the world.
不是因为教会失去了话语权。
Not because the church lost its power to speak.
是因为教会允许罪的存在。
But church allows sins to exist.
使教会越来越和世界，越来越像世界。
So that church become more like the world.
许多孩子在教会长大以后离开了教会。
A lot of children grew up in church and left.
很重要的原因就是他们在教会里面看到的那些谎言，那些虚假，那些猜忌、纷争和骄傲。
And the important reason is because they see the bad thing in church, lying, rivals, and unrighteousness.
撒旦像吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
Satan is like the roaring lions, trying to devour people on earth.
如果我们还在罪中，
if we are still in sin,
就等于包。我们最重要的部分，这个心脏暴露在仇敌的面前，而没有任何的保护。
Then we are actually exposing our heart without any protection in front of our enemy.
神要攻击我们，仇敌要攻击我们太容易了。
It's easy for the enemy to attack us.
随便找一个媒体曝光。
They can easily find any social media to expose us.
一个世界级的传道人就倒下了。
And then a world classified pastor will fall.
一个世界级的巨型教会就散了。
And the world classified gathering will be dispersed.
因为教会里面有罪。
Because church has sins.
主耶稣在登山宝训里面说。
In the Beatitude, Jesus said.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
The one who is meek is blessed.
圣经说。
And the Bible said.
神向我们所要的是什么？
What did God want from us?
是行公义，好怜悯。存谦卑的心与神同行。
To be righteous and to have humble, and have the meek heart to walk with God.
是要像诗篇一章一节今天我们读的那样。
And just like the book of Psalm,
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
这就是戴上护心镜。
And that is wearing the breastplate.
有神的义在我们生命当中，在神的教会。
With God's righteousness in us and in church.
好，第三样呢是鞋。
And the third one is the shoes.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
在原文，在英文的意思说，用平安的福音当作预备的鞋穿在脚上。
So it means that using the gospel of peace, getting your feet ready to wear and walk.
没有走路，说穿鞋是预备摔跤，不是预备来走路。
Oh, it did not talk about walking, but it's getting ready to wrestle.
穿鞋是让我们可以站立的稳。
And wearing the shoes so that we can stand firm.
这里讲到的福音是平安的福音。
And this gospel is about peace.
因为在世上有苦难。
Because there is tribulation on the earth.
仇敌的另外一个诡计就是当我们遇见苦难的时候，他来诱惑我们离开神。
So another scheme from the devils is that people will leave God when they face tribulations.
让我们怀疑神的真实，让我们怀疑神的爱。
So that we will doubt about God, whether he is in love, his love and real.
约伯就是最好的例子。
And Job is a good example for us.
约伯他本来他岁月静好，大享尊荣。
Job is very wealthy and having very good future.
突然之间，他的驴和牛被抢走了，他的仆人被杀了。
But suddenly his herd, his animals were taken and killed.
他的羊被火烧死了，他的儿女被倒塌的房子都压死了。
And his flock was burned, and his children were crushed to death under a collapsed building.
约伯自己身上也长满了毒疮。
And Job himself had painful sores.
苦难一次次的临到了约伯。
And so this trials came to him one by one.
仇敌就趁机让约伯来怀疑神，离开神。
And enemy came to tempt Job to doubt God and to leave God.
没有人喜欢苦难。
Nobody wants trials.
但苦难会使一个人消沉，甚至绝望。
And trials, troubles will make a person depressed.
我们在苦难里面，常常就是我们软弱、失去盼望、失去信心的时候。
When we are in troubles, we will be disappointed.
在苦难中，我们呼喊说。
And in troubles, we cried out.
神啊，你在哪里
？God, where are you?
谁不希望神把我们的苦难挪去
？Who doesn't want God to help remove the troubles?
但是我们读圣经却发现。
But as we are reading the Bible, we will see.
神没有应许把苦难挪去。
God never promised no trouble.
而是应许我们说，在苦难中他会赐给我们平安。
But He only promised us that we are going to have peace when we are in trouble.
在世界上你们有苦难，但是在我里面有平安，这是主耶稣告诉他门徒的话。
There are troubles in the world, but in me you will get peace.
这是平安的福音。
And this is the gospel of peace.
福音带给我们得救的喜乐。
And gospel of peace give us joy.
也带给我们在患难中的平安。
And give us the peace while we are in trouble.
基督他就是我们的平安。
And Christ is our peace.
当我们在这个平安的福音里面的时候。
When we are in this gospel of peace.
当我们保守自己在主里面的时候。
When we are keeping ourselves in Christ.
当我们在患难中紧紧抓住主的自己的时候。
When we are grabbing on the Lord ourselves.
我们可以像约伯一样说。
Then we can be like Job to say.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The one who gives is Jehovah, and the one who takes away is Jehovah. So Jehovah's name should be praised.
六章十六节，此外，又拿起信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
什么是火箭
？What is flaming arrows?
中文标准译本。
And in Chinese translation,
在任何情况下要拿起信仰的盾牌。
Anytime, in any moment, you have to take up the shield. Of faith.
你们接着它就能消灭那恶者一切燃烧的飞箭。
Then you can extinguish all the flaming arrows from the evil one.
所以这里的火箭呢，就是射箭发出来，那个箭头上带着火的飞箭。
So it's the arrow that carrying fire in the head.
因为箭头上有火，所以呢，它射中的地方就燃烧起来。
And because of the fire, where it hits will fire up.
就是今天在战场上敌人使用的火焰喷射器。
And it's just like the flamethrower in nowadays battles.
在这里面我们看到哈，这是今天我们读到的经文里面唯一一处神告诉我们仇敌所用的武器。
So here is the only weapon that God mentioned, is the only weapon used by the enemy.
火箭是非常非常厉害的武器。
And flaming arrows is a very useful weapon.
大家可以想象，大家应该看过那个镜头吧？那个火焰喷射器喷到那个敌人的身上。人的身上头，那个人整个就燃烧起来。
And you might have seen in movie that the flamethrower pointing to a person and the person will catch fire.
那当时呢，罗马士兵他们在战争中，其实敌人也常常用这样的火箭。
So in the Roman time, these were being used all the time.
他们用什么样的武器来抵挡
？So how do they defend themselves?
是一种藤牌。
And they are using this shield.
这种盾牌呢，他们在上战场之前要放在水里面浸透。
And for this shield, they have to soak in water first.
火箭在射上去的时候，就像掉到水里面一样，立刻就熄灭。
So as the flaming arrow hit the shield, it's going to be like sinking in water.
这就是灭尽一切的火箭的意思。
And this is how it was extinguished.
而且呢，这种藤牌又特别的大。
And this shield is very big.
不是用手举着。
It's not being held by hand only.
而是立在地上。
But it stand on the ground.
所以比这个画的还要大，可以遮盖全人。
And it could be bigger than this picture that the shield can hide the whole person.
是这种藤牌。
And that is that type of shield.
这个藤牌就是信心。
And that is the shield of faith.
就是神给我们预备的第四样装备。
And that's the fourth tools that God gave us.
这个不是一般的泛泛的信心。
And this is not just a general faith.
这也不是得救的信心。
And it's not the faith of salvation.
而是我们成为神的儿女之后。
But after being children of God,
在我们的生活经历上处处来依靠神的信心。
Is the faith coming out from our daily life experience?
就是相信神是我们的盾牌，是我们的山寨，是我们的磐石，是我们的高台。
That is believing that Lord is our shield, our fortress, our rock and stronghold and our refuge.
如果我们只是认识到属灵征战的真实性、严重性和危险性的话。
If we understand the spiritual warfare's importance and seriousness,
却没有以这样的信心为我们的藤牌。
But without such a faith with, of shield,
就会落入到一种光景，就是整天是提心吊胆。
Then we will fall into a situation that we will be worried all the time.
怕这个怕那个。
We will be afraid of this and that.
这种东西不能吃，那个地方不能去，这种颜色不能用。
We cannot go here, we cannot go there, we cannot use this color.
我们需要的是藤牌的信心。
What we need is the shield of faith.
相信耶稣基督是我们的藤牌。
Have faith that Christ is our shield.
他能够抵挡仇敌一切的火箭。
That he can shield us from all the flaming arrows.
让我们在这样的信心里面。
When we are in such a faith.
让我们知道神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
So that we know God did not give us a timid heart,
而是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
But a strong, strengthened heart.
不错，仇敌有火箭，非常的厉害。
Of course, the enemy is very strong. They have these flaming arrows.
但是我们有神所赐给我们的灭火器，有藤牌。
But we have this extinguisher that God gave us, which is the shield.
属灵的征战对我们来说
，the spiritual warfare to us.
这是一个讲英文的弟兄讲的说。Not our responsibility.
In English term is the spiritual warfare is not our responsibility.
It's our response to God's ability.
But it's our response to God's calling.
当我们知道这一点的时候，当我们知道属灵征战不是我们的责任。
So when we know that this is not our responsibility,
而是我们对神的能力的回应的时候。
But it's our response to God's calling.
这个信心就成为神遮盖我们的藤牌。
Then this faith become the shield that God used to protect us.
好，终于来到最后一节，还有两样。
And there are two more things.
好，在战争中，我们知道啊，或者摔跤，有两个地方是最需要保护的，一个是心脏。
There are two places you want to protect yourself during wrestling. One is heart.
另外一个就是我们的头。
And the second one is our head.
保护心脏是用护心镜。
To protect your heart is having this breastplate.
神给我们的第五样装备就是头盔来保护我们的头。
So, and the fifth one is to, the helmet to protect our head.
就是救恩。
That is the salvation.
有一次有一个英国的主教，天主教的主教，坐火车到外地。
So there is this Catholic priest riding a train to another place.
对面上了两个十字军的姐妹。
And he was encountering two sisters from the crusade.
Salvation Army.
From the Salvation Army.
他们从主教的穿着上衣服认出他的身份，这是一个主教。
So from this bishop's wearing costume, these two sisters recognized his status.
所以他们心中窃喜，主教哈，我给你点颜色看看。
So they were thinking, hey, you are a bishop. Okay, I want to question you.
他们去问这个主教，你得救了吗？
And so they went and challenged him, are you saved?
没想到主教反问他们。
And the bishop asked them back.
你说的哪一种得救啊？
Which type of salvation you are talking about?
过去的、现在的还是将来的？
In the past, now, or in the future?
两位姐妹一听就懵了。
So the two sisters were stunned.
他们不知道救恩还有时态。
So they didn't know there is a time difference in the salvation.
还有过去的救恩，现在的救恩和将来的救恩。
There is past salvation and now salvation and future salvation.
按照圣经，神给我们的救恩有至少有应该这么说，有三个层面，可以用三种时态
So there are three layers or three timings of salvation in the Bible.
过去的救恩就是凡相信耶稣基督了，他们的灵都已经得到了拯救，这是神在我们身上已经完成的。
So in the past, meaning that whoever that believe in Jesus, that they are already saved, and God's salvation is done on him, on them.
将来的呢，是我们的身体要被救赎，神要赐给我们一个荣耀的不朽坏的身体，这是身体的救赎，这是将来的救赎。
And the future salvation referred to our body being saved to become glory, and we inherit an imperishable body.
现在时呢，就是神的救恩要使我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称，对得起召我们的主。
And the current salvation is that God is calling us to have this life according to our to the grace that God gave us, so that we can be saints.
这是成圣的救恩，得胜的救恩。
And that is the victory salvation.
用罗马书保罗的话来描述，就是称义，这是完成时态，完成的救恩。
And Paul has described this as being called righteousness and a complete salvation.
诚意或者诚圣是现在的救恩
and to become saint is the current salvation
得荣耀将来的救恩
and to receive glory is the future salvation
或者用我们喜欢的传统的说法
and then there is another traditional way of saying this
神完备的救恩包括灵的救恩得救
and this complete salvation includes the salvation of the spirit
魂的救恩是现在的
Salvation of the soul refers to the current salvation.
还有身体的救恩是将来的。
And the salvation of the body refers to the future.
如果那两个姐妹不服气的话
If the two sisters still do not agree,
我猜主教就可以引用这段经文。
I think the bishop can quote this phrase.
彼得前书一章，彼得前书二章二节。
First Peter chapter 2.
说你们就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
既然已经得救了，为什么还要以致得救呢？因为我们知道救恩有三种时态，有三个层面。
So once you are saved, why you need to be continue to be saved? Because now you know that there are three steps.Three stages.
所以第五样装备，救恩的头盔是哪一个时态？是过去的救恩、现在的救恩，还是将来的救恩？我们要戴在头上。
So this fifth items that God gave us, the helmet of salvation, is it for the past, for now, or for the future?
是现在的。
It's for now.
就是我们得救之后，虽然我们的灵是活的，但是我们的心思、意念、情感、意志这些魂里的东西，常常可以压制我们的灵。
And that is for now because since we are saved, but our mind, our thought, our emotion, and our will are being suppressed by soul.
使灵变得软弱。
So that our spirits become weak.
受到许多的捆绑。
And our spirits was bounded.
而戴上这个头盔的意思就是让圣灵在我们里面工作。
So putting this helmet on is to meaning that the spirits can work freely in us.
让圣灵天天来更新我们心思意念。
And the spirits can renew our heart and mind.
在我们的 mind 里面能够来体贴圣灵，顺从圣灵的带领。
So that our mind will care about the Holy Spirit and follow Holy Spirit's guidance.
就像彼得前书这样讲的。
And just like in the First Peter says.
讲到魂的救恩是需要神的道，就是纯净的灵奶。
That our salvation requires the spiritual milk.
而这个神的道就也是神所赐给我们的第六样装备。
And God's word is the sixth preparation that God gave us.
保罗说那是圣灵的宝剑。
And that is the sword of the spirit.
罗马士兵呢通常配有长矛和宝剑。
The Roman soldiers always have spear and sword.
长矛是用来攻击敌人，宝剑是用来保护自己。
Spear is for attack, and the sword is for protecting yourself.
神给我们的圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And God gave us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
圣灵虽然都是神所默示的，圣灵圣经的作者都是受了圣灵的感动而写下的。
So the Bible was written by God through vision.
但是我们读圣经的时候不一定，或者说常常并没有圣灵的开启。
But a lot of time when we are reading the Bible, we do not have Holy Spirit with us.
所以我们读神的话的时候是需要圣灵的带领和启示，没有圣灵的启示，圣经不过就是一些字句。
So if we are reading the Bible without the Holy Spirit, we are only reading the word.
甚至魔鬼也用圣经里的话来试探主耶稣。
Satan also used the Bible word to tempt Jesus.
所以我们需要圣灵将神的道将我们开启。
So we have to allow Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
使圣经里面的话成为活的话。
So that the Bible word can become living to us.
成为我们手里的宝剑。
It become our sword.
仇敌来，
and when the enemy came,
攻击我们的时候
，they came to tempt us and to attack us.
我们就有这样的宝剑来抵挡他。
Then we have this sword to defend ourselves.
就像主耶稣在旷野受试探的时候一样。
Just like Jesus was tempted in the wilderness.
主每次都用圣经的话来抵挡魔鬼，让他不得不退去。
And Jesus used the word of God to defend him and fight back the demon.
下次。我在分享的时候，我会分享到我们衣食住行的第二个方面，就是食或者我们的粮食。
So next time I'm going to share about food.
就是啊，专门分享主的话是我们生命的粮。到时候我会继续分享这最后一点。
So I'm going to share about God's word as food.
好，今天我就分享到这儿。
So this is my sharing today.
希望大家，这神所赐给我们的六样的装备。
So from all these six items God gave us,
不知道大家还能不能记住。
I don't know if you can still remember all six.
第一样
，the first
是真理的腰带
，is the belt of truth.
就是我们把那个神的生命当中的真实能够彰显出来。
That is to reveal God's truth through our life. And the second
是公义的护心镜。
Breastplate of righteousness.
就是我们求神保守我们不活在罪里面。
So the
有神圣洁公义的生命彰显出来。
So that God can keep us in this righteous life.
第三个是平安的鞋。
And the third is gospel of peace.
让我们在苦难中还能够站立得稳。
So that when we can still stand firm in troubles.
第四个是那个藤牌。
The fourth is the shield.
是我们在信心当中刚强。
So that we can be strong in faith.
不惧怕。
We will not be afraid.
第五个是救恩的头盔。
And the fifth is helmet of salvation.
就是神的灵来天天更新我们的心思和意念。
That the God's Spirit will renew us, renew our mind daily.
神的救恩可以成就在我们身上，魂的救恩。
So that the salvation can save our soul.
第六个就是神的话在我们当中，在我们手中可以成为圣灵的宝剑，抵挡仇敌。
And the sixth is so that the word of God can be a sword of the Spirit to protect us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们仰望你借着圣灵继续向我们说话。
We look upon your Holy Spirit to continue to speak to us.
人的话是那样的有限，那样的残缺不全，甚至还有错误。
Because our words are so limited, and we always say wrong.
我们求你用你的圣灵向把你的话向我们每一个人解开。
May your Holy Spirit open up your words to us.
让我们能够听见。
So that we can hear.
也让我们听见了，不是就过去了。
So that we can hear and let it pass or forget.
而是把这些话记在我们心里。
But we'll remember your word.
让我们因着这些话，因着你所赐给我们的生命。
So that because of these words and the life that you gave us,
因着你圣灵在我们里面的工作
and because of the work of the Spirit in us,
我们每一个人都被你所刚强，都蒙你保守，都住在你的里面
that everyone can be strengthened and to live and dwell in you,
都能够穿戴神所赐给我们的全副的军装
and to put on the full armor of God,
带着磨难的日子
in the troubled time,
能够抵挡仇敌，成就了一切，还能够站立得稳
that we can defend from the enemy and still stand firm.
使你的旨意成就，使你的荣耀能够彰显。
So that your will can be accomplished and your name will be praised.
使仇敌蒙羞。
And to shame the enemy.
我们谢谢你。
And we thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.